5 minutes after 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. When you hear Robbie Dupree sing Steal Away, you know.
It could only be here.
Or it's a Yahweh Crew concert, although they're singing it in it.
Yes. Yes.
God, I love this song.
Are they in for the Mandy's?
We're working on it.
Yahweh Crew?
We're working on it, baby.
They're driving a hard bargain, apparently.
By the way, that was totally, I didn't even press a button. I have no idea how that happened.
You're stepping on my Robbie Dupree.
Did you guys do that?
I didn't.
It was always you.
I mean, there's
it wasn't me.
Robbie Dupree. I'm sorry. You know what illuminate us on Robbie Dupree.
First.
Yeah, right.
You say that Juan
will
not let Cappy and I in the hot
that
tub
is correct.
While he's away.
Correct.
Where who knows what could have happened?
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
Who knows what could have happened, right, John?
That's
it could have been a night for the ages.
Yes.
I don't think it's impossible that that could still go down.
No, it's 100% not happening.
I know you're not inviting them. I'm just saying that it would be very interesting when the next time you and Juan are away, if Chris hops the fence.
If they pull a B&E, I'm going to the authorities.
Well, how are you going to know?
Oh, you just sneak in, jacuzzi, and leave?
Maybe. Exactly. And you'll never know.
And they'll never actually breach inside the premises, so you wouldn't know.
They also want to try the new massage chair.
Well, I wouldn't let them do that.
What about the massage chair? Can I get that?
No. It's personal.
You can sit in mine, Chris.
It's a personal item.
John, I appreciate you want, but the bit is that it makes him uncomfortable. Right. I think you want me to come over and be in the hot tub.
Anybody can come over.
Yeah, you're not invited to my hot tub, and you're not invited to my massage chair. Sorry. Gonna have to find another bit.
All right, Can I make an observation about something that happened last night?
Okay.
Anybody watch the Emmys?
Yes,
you did.
No, I did. I watched them before the Lakers game. I DVR'd it, and I watched them after the Lakers game.
I DVR'd it as well. I put it on last night when I got back from the Lakers game, and I probably got about 20 minutes of it before I fell asleep. I thought Anthony Anderson did a good job.
I thought he was okay. I did not love the show at all.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What genius out there decided the Emmys are traditionally on a Sunday night?
Correct.
And they didn't want to do it on Sunday night because they didn't want to go head to head with the NFL.
Right.
The NFL always was going to have a Monday night game.
Right.
Why not do it Tuesday night? Why would you take on the NFL? It just came out. 4.3 million people watched the Emmys. The lowest audience ever on record. I know,
but the audience goes down every year. Yeah.
But it had no shot going up against that football
game. It was not a good show. I'll just be flat out frank.
Even if it was, no, you can't. You had that story earlier in the week that 97 of the top 100 shows last year were NFL football games.
Right.
You don't take on the NFL. I don't care who you are. If you're Succession, if you're The Sopranos, whatever your show is.
Yeah.
Don't take on the NFL. These guys openly and willingly took on the NFL.
So True Detective went head-to-head with the NFL on Sunday.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a streaming product, so people
watch
it later
on. Yeah, people watch it anytime. Very few people are going to go, like you and I did it, but we're idiots.
Yeah.
Very few people are going to go back and watch the Emmys after they're over.
So you want to know the winners?
I saw some of them.
Succession, The Bear, and a show called Beef, which was the best limited series of the
really
year.
Good show. I didn't really watch it.
Is it really good?
That's with Ali Wong, right?
Yes, and Stephen Yuen.
And Stephen Yuen.
Okay. Yuen? Is it Yuen or Yuen?
Yuen, I think. Yuen.
Yuen? Stephen Yuen?
I believe so.
That was Yuen.
Thing that came out of the Emmys last night for me was I'm watching along, and how long do you think Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on? They did a bunch of reunions. How long do you think Sunny has been on?
I didn't think it was still on now.
It is still on right now.
It is
on. It's an amazing show.
I thought it was on for like 5 years and ended.
It has at least 18 seasons.
It is exactly 18 seasons. Can you believe 18 years? I've never seen it.
I
saw it once.
Hilarious.
It's good. It's a little weird, but it's not. I mean, it's.
I mean,
good.
I love Rob McElhenney. I watched his other show, the one on HBO.
Wrexham?
No, not Wrexham. The one where he's outer space.
Oh no! Wait, outer space.
Yeah,
did any of you guys watch the BlackBerry movie?
Yes, it's excellent.
Was that McElhenney? And it's somebody from
Glenn Howerton.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who has like a full head of hair?
Yeah.
Oh, when he did the BlackBerry movie, he was bald.
Right.
He either shaved his head or was doing a bald thing.
Okay.
Always Sunny is one of the best shows that's ever been on TV, and it's hilarious, and Charlie Day is quite possibly the best actor on it.
Okay. How long has Grey's Anatomy been on?
I would think about that long, too.
Same, about 20 years, maybe?
20 years, exactly.
I haven't seen Grey's Anatomy in at least 15 years.
I watched the first three seasons, and then it started being all about the relationships, and I'm like, I'm out.
I've not seen Grey's Anatomy since ever.
All right,
never.
So here's a weird thing. I really liked the first 3 years of The Crown on Netflix.
The Crown is great.
Claire Foy played Queen Elizabeth.
First 2 years, yeah.
And then when she left, I got off. And the other day, I walked in, and Lisa's watching it, and there's like William and Harry.
Yeah.
Like, it's still on.
Oh, it's still... I
haven't watched it since Claire Foy left.
This was the final season of The Crown. I finished it last week. It's excellent. All the Lady Diana stuff is fantastic.
I would think.
Elizabeth Debicki. Okay, how long has Law & Order SVU been on?
Oh, forever.
35.
I would say 30 years, probably.
You went over there. It's 32. 25, oh, 25 yeah. years. Yeah. But 25 years, Mariska Hargitay, how many crimes can there be?
She is so busy. She solves them all.
Yes. Love her.
She's great.
She was at UCLA when I was there.
I love her.
Everybody wanted to date her. You should have seen her when she was in college.
Really?
Oh, like the whole school wanted to date her. She was really pretty. Still is.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
How long has The Simpsons been on?
That's what
the
I was
Simpsons has been on way
That's
longer.
30 Forever. Plus.
Yeah, that's over 30 years. That's over 30.
Days of Our Lives,
Simpsons, and 60 Minutes have been on forever.
Meet the Press, I think, is the
longest. 60 years.
34 seasons for The Simpsons.
Wow.
And SNL's been on forever.
Yeah, that's 50 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be 50, I think, next year.
But Bill Nuss just sent me a thing. They left Robert Blake out of the memoriam. If you kill somebody, you don't get to be in the memoriam. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, no, you're not. When OJ dies, not going to be
in the memoriam. Yeah.
Who do you think the last person was in the in memoriam? I always think that's like the coveted in memoriam spot.
I'm trying to think of
is there really the coveted spot?
It's coveted
when I die in memoriam. You're the biggest deal.
Yeah, the biggest deal.
The last one?
I'm going to guess. I don't know who it was. I'm going to guess Don Rickles.
Not Don Rickles.
I don't know.
Got a guess? Got a guess, Brian?
I have no idea.
Who died last year?
Matthew Perry.
Oh, Matthew Perry.
Biggest of the bunch. Hey, I won $5,000 mythical dollars last night.
You did.
Lakers plus 2.5. And they look great, by the way. Mythical Money brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. They might make our Mythical Money picks easy.
All right, so the Lakers are 20-21 this year.
Yes.
Okay. But if you want to know why they get so much national press and why the Lakers are such a big deal, take a look at last night. All right. This was an Oklahoma City team that was a half game behind Minnesota for the best record in the West.
Right.
And they're only one game behind Boston for the best record in the NBA. So they come in. The Lakers beat Oklahoma City in Oklahoma on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas.
Yes.
So this was the rematch in which OKC was going to come back and get their revenge. They just had an off night on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers beat them again. A week ago Sunday, the Clippers had won 14 of 16 games. They were just rolling people. They run into the Lakers, and the Lakers beat them again for the second time this year. So somewhere in the makeup of the Lakers, there's a championship-caliber team. I don't know why they're 20-21. I don't. But the reason they scare the crap out of people is if LeBron and AD show up on the same night, you're in big trouble. And here's my observation. Beginning of the year, last year in the playoffs, they started D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves in the backcourt. And they got on a roll. They knocked out Memphis. They knocked out Golden State.
Yep.
Made it to the Western Conference Finals, ran into Denver, and got bounced. This year, they didn't come out of the gate great, and so Darvin started messing with the lineup and started playing guys who are more defense-oriented.
Right.
Cam Reddish, Vanderbilt, those guys. What I have noticed over the past two games, the loss on Saturday night in Utah, where LeBron didn't play, and again last night, where they combined for something like 29 points and 16 assists.
Yep.
Reeves and Russell have to be the starting backcourt. They just do. It's an offensive league. There are teams throwing up 140 points a night. There was a game this week between Milwaukee and Sacramento, and the final score was 143-142, and it didn't even go overtime.
It did go overtime.
Oh,
that game did go overtime?
It did go overtime. It was 128-128, and then went to overtime.
In the outside. But, I mean, the offense has never been as high as it's been in 20 years as it is this year. You have to be able to score. And so I understand what Darvin was doing when he tried to put Cam Reddish and Vanderbilt in the starting lineup. He wanted to go defense
first. Just not enough firepower.
Not enough offense.
Yeah.
I want to see Reeves and Russell out there together a lot, and I think you're going to moving forward.
Want me to throw a wet blanket over all of it?
Yeah.
I'll do it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I do want you, baby. 2:15 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
I want that hot tub.
It's not happening. Let's come up with a different bit. Different bit. Let your imagination run
wild.
You
work out for a week with Cappy and I at the East Central every morning.
Oh, do you work out every morning at the East Central?
We're together. Today we bench pressed and we spotted each other.
He's not even here.
What do you mean?
Is Cappy in town?
Yeah, we were at Yamava. We came. I should know. I worked out today? With him this
Is
morning.
Is he here today?
Yes, he was here in that other room for four hours doing the Cappy cast.
Did Sonato go to Yamava?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's better now. He's better
over
from what?
Yeah.
From COVID.
Yeah. He came through it.
He was on TV right now.
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, okay. Good.
He'll be in here in a second.
Yeah, he's back.
Okay, good.
What else?
You said you were going to throw a wet blanket on my Laker theory. What is it?
Do you want to go right to it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. John, I was so enthusiastic when I came in here today about the Lakers.
They beat the Thunder.
Thunder, one of the best teams in the league. I thought they played really well. I thought the lineup worked really well. I thought offensively they looked good. Six guys in double figures, all that stuff. So Trevor Lane covers the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the Lakers average a league worst 23 wide open threes given up per game. Last night they shot 49. They gave up 34 wide open threes. So they were technically not defending the arc. They were just missing.
Right. I can't remember if I did this on the air or not, but I asked one of the Laker assistant coaches the other day, what would happen if we just, instead of protecting the basket like we do,
right?
We took away the three-pointer. In other words, our defense focused on running guys off the three-point line, and we were weak at the rim,
right,
but really strong on the outside. He said you could do it, but Anthony Davis would pick up three fouls in the first half and
right.
He'd be in trouble because he'd be the only guy down there, so you got to be a little bit careful. He said, but you can do it sometimes. And I look at that, what you're bringing up, that stat. When the Lakers lose, they normally get hammered from beyond the arc.
Right.
When they lost earlier this month to Miami, they were minus 36. And one game later, they lost to Memphis, they were minus 39.
Right.
In other words, the Heat hit 13 more threes than the Lakers did, or the Grizzlies hit 13 more, and the Heat hit 12 more. You got to get that number down. You got to reduce it. And the only way to do it is either play better defense or shoot more yourself.
Right.
And unless we make a trade.
They're last in taking threes
right,
in the league.
Unless we make a trade, we're not going to shoot more ourselves.
But
so I would actually, I think Trevor makes a fair point, and I would actually alter my defense a little bit to run people off the line.
Yeah. Bergman, you're the one that threw the Trevor Lane stuff at me, and all of a sudden I had a bad feeling about the Lakers when I was coming in with a really good mood.
Completely changed your mind on
you
the
did.
Lakers.
Literally, he showed me this. I'm like, oh, damn, they just missed a lot of shots.
Yeah, you just sway in the wind, don't you?
Well, no. I mean,
either way.
No, I changed my opinion based on new information.
But Mace, keep in mind, Greg, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll let you get to your point. But keep in mind that most teams... as a team, shoot 35% from three. So that means if you give a team three, 65% chance they're going to miss it. A lot of teams will live with
that. By the way, Lakers opponents shoot 42% from three.
Right, so especially on wide open. 68%.
Right. Right.
42% on wide open three. So right. They just missed. Your two things, they didn't do either one of those things. They didn't do – what were the two things that you just said that they had to
either
do?
Either take more to
– they took 24, they took so they did not
yeah,
take
they
more.
Did not take more.
Or do a better job of defending the other team take.
And they did not, didn't defend the arc.
They well, gave up 49 threes, and 34 of them were wide open
right,
threes.
Right, but how many did they make?
I think they made 15, but that's not because of their defense. That's because they missed wide open threes. Well, guys like Lou Dort was like 3 of 8.
And right, there were guys that
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was 1 of 6. Isaiah Joe was 0 of 6. Like, they were just missing their shots.
Right, but a lot of times what coaches will tell me is we want them taking threes because we think if we force them into taking a bunch of threes, they'll go cold.
But
they'll
that's your whole thing, is that this is a three-point league, and you have to be able to make your three-pointers.
But
and
I,
that's
don't care,
why they...
I don't care about the attempts as much as I care about the makes.
Do you care about them being wide open?
Well, are they making them or not?
Well, last night they weren't.
Well, then let
them
shoot.
But they allowed the most wide open threes of any team
if
in the league.
If they're not making them, let them shoot. But if they come down and hit three in a row, you got to go run them off the line.
The other thing that I wanted to come in today and say, that's, you know, let's be honest. The way the team is currently constructed, they are not a championship team, period. They're not going to win a championship the way they are right now.
Who in a 7-game series in the West do you think knocks the Lakers out for sure?
John, Denver. They've got the 5th worst record in the Western Conference. Right. I believe a lot of those teams beat the Lakers in 7 games.
For sure.
See, what's that?
Okay, the number one team is Minnesota.
They would win.
Okay.
Minnesota would win.
Here's the thing. The Lakers
young
have,
and quick.
Have played Minnesota really tough this year. Matter of fact, LeBron hit a three that they said his foot was on the line, and it wasn't, that would have sent the last game in Minnesota into overtime. If the Lakers draw Minnesota in the first round, that is not a lock that Minnesota's going to win. Oklahoma City's number two, okay? We've beat them 2 out of 3 games.
Right.
All right. Denver's number three. Denver scares me.
Yeah, Denver's going to beat them.
All right, number four is the Clippers. We're 2-0 against them. All right. Sacramento number 5. Yeah. Sacramento's never done anything in the playoffs. Went out in the first round last year. I think I would pick the Lakers.
But you're going through 10 teams. The point is they're the 10 seed right now.
Right. No, I'm only going
We got to get real about this team.
Right. I'm only going through the teams that they've already played. So let me keep
regular
going.
Season and postseason very different.
Right,
worlds.
But Greg, in postseason the Lakers are better. They're not worse.
No, but if they have to make a move to get to the postseason to be better. Because
right,
what
correct.
This team right now is not
right.
beating
the team
any
is constructed is not. Rob Pelinka needs to do something pretty radical right now if he wants this team to have a shot at his championship.
So right now, if the season ended today, the Lakers would be the 10 seed. So they'd have
correct.
To get into the play-in tournament like they did last year.
Right.
They'd play Utah in the first game.
Yeah.
Utah, they beat by 35 earlier in the year.
The play-in tournament.
And they almost beat them.
Yeah.
They almost beat them the other night without LeBron.
Right.
All right, so Utah, I think they can win. So if they win that, they'd play the winner of Phoenix and New Orleans. That's the 7-8.
Right.
Okay. They're 3-1 against Phoenix, and they beat New Orleans by 44. This is why the Lakers are so frustrating, because you could make a case that they're always in a matchup, have a chance to win. The one team that scares me is Denver.
I mean, you can
I don't
say
have an answer for Denver, but everybody else, the Lakers have had success against.
Yeah,
they have had success, but what's happening with this team currently constructed is that you have a team
what are you
giving
doing
up
with
these.
The mic? There's so much noise. You're throwing your phone in front of the mic.
Stop He's hacking.
They're leaving guys open, wide open at the 3-point line. And what? Even so, that like OKC missed their shots. If they were being guarded and they were making them or missing them, I'm fine with that.
I just think there needs to be a reality check here. I mean, you can name particular matchups and all that stuff.
So let's talk facts. If you want it to be a reality check, they've played the Thunder twice in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Once in Oklahoma and again last night.
Sure.
Lakers beat them both times.
Okay.
I mean, you can say they missed open shots. Did they do that twice?
They have won 20 games, and they have lost 21.
I know.
They are not a great basketball team.
Mace,
they're not a championship basketball
team. We're exactly halfway through the season.
Right.
Okay? They're 20-21. 41 games, we play 82. Last year, when they made it to the Western Conference Finals, they were 20-21.
It's got you there, Mace.
Matter of fact, they were 19-22.
So, okay.
This team's actually better.
So, rainbows and unicorns, you believe this team could win a championship?
I think they're going to make a trade.
They have to make a trade.
And that's why they made the Western Conference Final, because they made the trades.
They made the trades. They made moves.
If they don't make a trade, I think it'll be really hard. But yeah. Talk to me after they make a trade.
Yeah,
I mean, Rob's made a trade at the deadline every year.
At this point, Atlanta is reportedly holding out for Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
Would you do it, Mace?
Yeah, I'd do it for D'Angelo
Murray. Russell and Austin Reeves and probably
DeJounte Murray, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Makes him better. Two-way player.
I would really miss Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great player. I love Austin Reeves, but
I can't talk about players on other teams, I would hate to see Reeves.
Of course,
go.
Everybody Reeves would. But if you're going to make a move, you've got to give up something of value, and
correct.
He is he's a value player
what
for them.
But what they really want is a number one pick, and you only have one you can trade, so you've got to be careful who you use it on.
But I hear all this. No, just trade D'Angelo for DeJounte Murray. I'm like, what is
the
incentive?
Hawks would have to
what
want
is
to
the
do
incentive
that?
For Atlanta
I'm telling
to
you
make
what,
a deal
you guys,
like that?
Watch, just look at D'Angelo the last two games. He's figured something out. He's playing really well. And so if they don't end up trading him, I'm happy. I think he's – I mean, I'm biased because I like him. But the Russell's last two games, he had 39, season-high 39 in Utah on Saturday night. And last night he was great.
What did we
say?
Yeah,
but no LeBron.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What did we say they have to do in January? They have 12 games in January. What do we say they have to do? What's the record?
Well, they have 15 games in January, but 12 are here.
12 are here. That's the streak I'm talking about.
You just said they had to have a winning record, right?
Yeah, they're 3-4 so far.
Yeah.
Five games are crypto.
Michael thinks I think this is optimistic, but he thinks they're going to go 4-0 this week.
Yeah, he's nutty.
Well, but so far so good.
One was part of his Michael's keys to the game last night.
The Thunder were favored last night, and they beat him. And by the way, Dallas has beat us twice, and we got to play them tomorrow night. Now, here's the
interesting thing.
We don't
know on Luka, right?
Right.
He didn't play for my fantasy team last night, I know.
He's missed three games in a row, which is rare for him. Yeah. I think it's the first time in his career. So I wouldn't be surprised if Luka plays tomorrow. But the last time we played Dallas, in Dallas, Kyrie didn't play, and the Mavericks won anyway because Dante Exum went off. And hit 7 of 9 threes. Talk about open threes.
Yeah, right.
They just didn't guard him. But
you don't have to guard Dante
Exum. Yeah, let's see how they do tomorrow. And by the way, programming note. This is important. Listen to me, people. It's not on all the schedules because the schedules were printed earlier in the season and this came out later. Tomorrow night's game starts early, 5:30. ABC TV picked it up and they're going to run it nationally across the country because they figure they got Luka, Kyrie, LeBron, AD.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be on ABC7. It's also going to be on Spectrum Sportsnet. And it starts at 5:30. You'll see other schedules, other times. Ignore all of them.
5:30.
5:30 tomorrow is the tip and that's it. And then on Friday, it's back to normal. But Friday's a 7:30 tip against Brooklyn. But tomorrow night, one time only.
Yes.
5:30 tip.
So Dante Exum, he had what, 9 threes in
7 of 9.
Career
high.
And yeah, in 30 games this season, how many total 3-pointers made do you think he has?
Well, in that before that game he hardly had any. I would say he has less than 20.
No, he has 28. Okay. So 7 of those 28
in the
season.
He only shot 28 threes so far?
No, he's only made.
By the way, Greg,
only made 28 threes.
In that game?
Yeah.
That where he made 7 out of 9, he was shooting 14% from 3 before that. And so the Lakers just let him have it.
Yeah.
And he made him pay.
By the way, Brian Cohen, I need you to pull all of that when Ireland was spitting facts and just knocking you and Bergman down. Because when we have to do one of believe promos.
Oh, wait a minute. You believe they're going to win a championship.
Guess what? I'm going to pull the biggest.
No, do you believe they're going to win a championship? Do you believe it's a championship team?
Why not? That's why we have to believe.
Why not? Just say yes or no.
Yes
or no. Yes. Okay. Pull that.
Yeah.
All I can say is
you believed in a team that we knew wasn't going to go past the first round of the playoffs.
It was a playoff team.
That's barely. If they could just see the Saints, the Giants, and the Commanders in the playoffs, they'd be fine.
10-win team, dude.
Yeah, I think the Rams overachieved this year.
Oh, they absolutely did. Don't ask Morales.
Okay, by the way, when we come back, I want to play a song for you. I'm in a mood for a song, and I feel like singing. And
you feel like singing?
I do, but I don't know if I can be as good as former Raider Chandler Jones, who has created his own original song. Now, Chris and I love music.
Yeah.
Chris, we'll be hard-pressed to beat Chandler
Jones.
This
thing is brilliant.
And we'll play it for you next.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We'll do that coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about iSpot Active. You got to go to this website, iSpotActive.com. I believe in cryotherapy because I'm active And it, I personally, I think that if you're active, you need to do something, something to treat soreness. Because as you get older, you're just going to get more sore. And iSpot Active has created a better way to ice.
The older the get, you get, the sorer you get,
right? Yes, very true.
And that's what you have to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know. It's sad but true. So back pain is the thing that when you get to be my age, a lot of people struggle with. If you're driving too long, if you're riding bikes, if you're hiking, back pain is no fun. iSpot Active has the answer for treating your pain and soreness. It's a revolutionary way to ice your body on the go. iSpot Active has sleeveless compression shirts where you put ice-cold gel packs and slide them into the shirt. It's awesome. Form-fitting, feels incredible when you have it on. If you have pain in your elbows and shoulders, get the long sleeve to cover your whole back, shoulders, and elbows. The pants cover your thighs, knees, and shins. And boy, does that feel great after running, tennis, or working out in any way. iSpot Active is recovery gear for everyday aches and pains. I asked the iSpot guys to run a flash sale for our listeners yesterday and today. Flash sale is still going on. My buddy James Worthy is one of the owners of this company. He swears by this stuff, and you will too. So one-day flash sale, 30% off with a coupon code FLASH710. Go to iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com, and get yours. You won't be sorry. FLASH710 at iSpotActive.com.
Oliver on Thunder Island.
Mace, if you get this, I'll be very impressed. You get this, I'll give you $10.
Such a great, one of the Yacht Rock classics. Mount Rushmore of Yacht Rock, Jack.
Live Imagery Tuesday on Mason
Crosby,
Island.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
What? They didn't sing
You're
Yacht
about
Rock?
I don't know. 20 years off. Jay Ferguson.
Yeah,
it was his one hit.
By the way, you play these every week for me. They never stick.
I know.
I never remember who performed
well,
the songs.
Well, you don't remember what you had for lunch yesterday.
That's true.
So that,
that's
I
true.
Count on that.
All right. So, John, there's a musical bit
okay.
here.
Now, Chris,
yes.
you and I are music aficionados.
Absolutely right.
And there's been a lot of coaching news lately. And Chandler Jones, of course, played for the Patriots, and he played for my Raiders. Then he kind of spun off the planet, and he no longer plays for our Raiders.
Yeah, he went a little sideways.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a song in his heart. And he has decided to sing about Bill Belichick. Check this out.
Oh, Bill Belichick. Oh, how I miss you.
Yeah.
I just want to kiss you.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Mm. He's got some good, soul in there.
Serious lyrics.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They just got rid of you.
Yeah. That didn't rhyme as well as
it
could have.
Doesn't rhyme at all.
Hey, leave him alone.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Again with the Bill Belichick.
Want me make some stew?
Let's make stew.
Let's make stew?
Stew. Leave him alone. He's making
oh,
stew.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
That again.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Oh,
I think he may be running out of lyrics.
You think?
In Jupiter. When Mr. Krabs and them.
You're at Jupiter?
You'll be in Jupiter in Florida.
Florida.
Oh, okay,
oh, Bill Belichick.
I think that was a massage joke.
Not yeah. the planet, but the city.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I get that part. Cut ahead to the line, the yeah. lyric here.
He's not going to say it again, is he?
You didn't flatten that ball.
Didn't flatten that ball.
It was Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady flattened the ball.
Now,
yeah.
Chris, I don't know about you.
You didn't spygate.
But
you didn't spygate.
You didn't deflategate.
You didn't deflate.
Now, that
neither
rhymed.
One.
That
didn't
rhymed.
Do either one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Okay, got yeah. that again.
He's innocent.
He's innocent.
He's innocent.
Yeah.
So why fire him?
Why fire him?
Well, you think we're going to get fired? I mean.
So.
Oh,
why
that's it.
Fire him?
We recarded that.
Yeah, okay. Just, little clip there.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Now, if this was for sale on iTunes. I'm oh, buying. How
I
about
throw
you,
down
Mace?
That 99 cents in immediately.
That 99 cents is well worth Chandler Jones. Oh, come on, man.
Do you know the song he was singing to?
I'm going to say it was Van Morrison, Tupelo Honey.
No. Well, that's a good pull, but it was Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind.
Oh, okay.
Etta James right now is somewhere very proud.
It's a final.
Oh, yeah, she's...
No, I know.
I don't know if... Is it a final for Etta?
I think so. I think Etta's been not with us for a while. But either way, legendary performer, great songs. She is
Chandler
smiling
Jones.
Down
oh,
on
I
Chandler
I thought you were
Jones.
Talking about legendary Chandler Jones performance.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Now, say what you will about that song, but you know... All of us will be singing that later today driving home.
It is a little sticky.
It's an earworm.
It is
you can't get it out of your head. Play it again, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
One more time.
Let's go.
I mean, if...
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Oh, beautiful, man. Yeah.
Now, this is what you've got to belt down in your car.
Ace, you want to slow dance to this?
He wants to kiss you.
Etta James still with us?
No. 2012.
Yeah, it's a final.
2012.
Wild.
Hail fellow well met.
Hail madam.
Hail madam
well met.
Yeah.
Don't insult Etta.
Okay.
I personally, I think that's award-winning right there. I think he's got...
What
I think,
award?
I think if he goes on The Voice, two-chair turn.
Two-chair, right. He could probably go on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I know.
That one, you put the furry head on and
Blake,
you can sing.
Blake Shelton will turn around furry, huh? Because he likes bits. Is he
Blake
still
Shelton
on that
has
show?
Left. My mom tells me he has left. That's
right, so who's
favorite.
On? Niall Horan's on there now, right? Reba's on there.
Reba, okay.
And then who else? Is Gwen Stefani
Adam
still
Levine
on there?
Still on there?
No, he's been long gone.
I think Chance the Rapper's on there.
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah. Oh, my guy, Chance?
Chance is turning for Chandler Jones.
I used to wear that Chance the Rapper hat like every day in 2017.
I kicked him out of his seat once.
You kicked him out of his seat?
Where were you?
I remember
at a Laker game.
I remember that when you kicked him out.
Yeah, I was in a Laker game.
And he was sitting in your seat?
No, it was the only time I've ever sat courtside. And we went to go sit down in the courtside seats.
Were they
and he
good
was sitting,
karma seats or something?
No, it was before. Way
they were Tim McCarthy seats back then.
Yes, they were Tim McCarthy seats. And Chance was sitting in our seats. And we're like, I'm sorry, but... You're in our seats, and we had to move to the other side. I felt really bad for kicking him out.
Mace, you have war bringing you coffee?
Last night was... Mace, you would have enjoyed being there last night, because what happened was...
Mm-hmm. What kind of prima donna are you?
What do you think? He's sick.
I'm having voice problems. I'm here grinding away,
dude. We got John. We don't need
Get
you.
Get off my friggin' back. All right.
I'm on your back with the furry mask on.
If he leaves, Chris, I'm blaming you. Mace, last night, down to my left... I think Jay Moore hooked everybody up because they were all here from the Emmys.
Yeah.
But down to my left, Colin Jost, Jeff Ross, Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
It was like Comedy Central down to my, you know where I sit.
Yes.
Down in those fancy new seats to the left were all the people that had straggled in from the Emmys across the street.
Nice.
So it was kind of a fun night to be there. And tomorrow, are you going to still go tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going tomorrow.
Okay. So I think there'll be a lot of empty seats because, number one, people don't know how to get to a 5:30 game.
Right.
And number two, they are not aware that it's a 5:30 game, even though I'm preaching to the choir. Show up at 5:30 tomorrow.
You know why I'm going tomorrow?
Because you get home at a decent hour?
It's a 5:30 game. I love these 5:30 games.
By the way, combo play tomorrow. You'll go all the way till 4.
Yes.
Yeah,
we are going to
4. And Chris, you'll be happy to know. I'm glad you asked. Potpourri of Lies at 3:40 tomorrow.
I want to share a mic with Pepe again.
Hey, I swear on my family's life. Pepe stands up and waves last night, and Michael and I were scouting the seats like a hawk for anyone waving at Pepe. Not one person. No one.
Tomorrow night, I will orchestrate the crowd to wave to Pepe.
We're going to go down to the bottom and get everyone to raise up and
wave
to Pepe.
Well, hey, tell Cody or whoever else is doing social to get a picture of it, because there is zero evidence that anyone has ever waved back at Pepe
Montilla.
By the
way, except when we're doing the show live in the South Bay.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Pepe showed up yesterday at Ralph's in Redondo, and it was like, we are the world.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, they love Pepe.
People love Pepe.
Who doesn't?
Well, you know, ever since he started talking about whores.
Horses. He started talking about horses.
Play it, Brian. You tell me what this sounds like.
Play the tape.
Tell me this is horses, okay? You tell me. Brian, hit it. Oh, you're looking for it? You don't have it?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay.
We play it so much, I would have thought.
Yeah, I would have thought there was, you know.
We bulked the cart.
Yeah. The horse.
Oh, we did it in stereo.
There's no two syllables there.
In stereo, where available.
The horse. There's only one syllable in horse, too. I think it's just, didn't he mean to say horse?
He said horse. Then when he's trying to say horse, we can say that. We can't say the actual word you want to say.
Right, but listen, tell me what he says.
No,
play it again.
You can say, it's not
that
very.
You can say that?
The horse. Yeah, he's. We know what he's saying.
Yeah.
The horse.
A horse.
Because Michael right after said, did you say the
he said what?
Yeah, it was great.
Sedano goes, what?
The other misconception out there is Chris, people don't realize that what Michael and Pepe are doing is a bit.
Oh, sure.
They think they don't like each other. Michael was the one who brought Pepe in here.
Right.
Michael and Pepe are friends. I mean, it's hilarious that people think they hate
each other. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
Years ago, Gary Payton, after a game when he was with the Lakers, said Horace, but it sounded like horse. Horse got big production, and that was a drop for like 5 years.
You play it?
Oh, we used to play it back then. When that team was together.
Okay, so Radio Michael, Coconut Michael, who we got to meet yesterday.
Yeah, Abdul.
Abdul says to me, hey, John, from last night, this actually happened in the game. I said on the air, hey, Michael, Colin Jost is here tonight. And Michael said, who is Colin Jost? Well, I only watch sports and YouTube. I said, come on, Michael, he's on Saturday Night Live. I stopped watching SNL after John Candy.
I said
to Michael, he was never on SNL. And he thinks for a minute and he goes, Chris Farley. That's who I meant. Chris Farley and John Candy.
See, that's big guy discrimination there.
Right. Coming up next is What's Up, Fool?
Yeah.
We'll get Laura in here and Brian in here.
All kinds of stuff coming up. In the meantime, hey, if you are injured in an accident, you need to immediately see a doctor and get back on the road to recovery. That's important. But what happens if you call your doctor and they don't have an opening for a week or 2 weeks? When you call Jacob, you know he's going to handle all aspects of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually the same day with a doctor in your area. And if the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of your case, so you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. Even if you're in between jobs or don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. John, yesterday, a guy walked up to me at Ralph's in Redondo Beach and showed me a picture of a check that Jacob and Ronnie got him for an accident situation. He said Jacob was fantastic,
beautiful.
Won the case.
Bergman, is Jacob coming in here today?
Yeah, I think we're doing a little game of games.
Okay,
it's my
good.
Game today. Hey, if you're injured in an accident, call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so we've talked about Jim Harbaugh possibly going to the Chargers and other different places.
Yep.
Well, he's still not technically done with Michigan. He could still sign an extension with Michigan, but he has some crazy stipulations to sign back on with Michigan.
Okay.
Listen to some of these and then tell me what you think of it. So he is seeking immunity from termination stemming from any finding or sanction that could result from multiple ongoing NCAA investigations into the program. This is from Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel.
Okay.
Also, he wants a stipulation that prohibits athletic director Ward Manuel from firing him for cause, with the power of that decision instead going to a 3-member arbitration panel.
Mm.
So you're not allowed to be fired in any way, essentially. And then there's also one last thing. He wants to move the start date of the new agreement to February 15th so it'll lower the buyout if an NFL team wants him. What is he doing here?
I think he is doing what you do. If you think you're leaving, I remember one time. How candid can I be here?
Just be candid.
Very.
Candid. Extremely.
This is our
one
show.
One time, Mason
no
and I
but us two.
Were. I was working.
Oh, I didn't know it involved me. Yeah,
okay.
Please don't tell the story.
All right. I was working somewhere, but Mason was the bigger issue. He was doing a show with Felic Belly Wendell in San Diego.
Felic Belly Wendell.
And a guy named Ray Calusa, the late Ray Calusa, called me and he goes, I want to put you and Mason back together on the radio. And I said, well, Mason's spoken for. He's working with Bill Wendell down in San Diego, and I'm happy. I'm doing the Lakers. I'm working for Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Everything's good with me. And he said, just meet with me. And we went and met with him, and we said, Ray, we're not available, but out of courtesy, we'll meet with you. And he goes, I want you guys to dream big and come back to me with a proposal.
Right.
He goes, you guys both say you're not available. What would get you available? So Mason and I talked, and we asked for a bunch of ridiculous stuff. And he came back and he goes, you got it. Done. That's what Harbaugh is doing. Harbaugh is saying, okay, I don't think I want to stay here, but
If I do, I have as much leverage. I'm
going to
use it like crazy.
I am going to milk my leverage for everything it's got. And think about this, Greg.
You can't fire me.
If they say no to any of it, Harbaugh just goes, okay, I'm leaving to go to the NFL anyway.
The NFL.
But if they say yes, he has another option that's really palatable.
I mean, if you have leverage, why not use it?
Sure. I mean, it's amazing, though. He's saying, you can't fire me for ongoing investigations. You can't fire me just yourself for cause. Right. It has to go to a panel.
So, Greg, by the way, I should warn you, now that you're in management, if Mason and I get another big offer to go somewhere else, that's the type of stuff we're going to demand of you. You can't fire us. We want our start date rolled back.
Three-person panel.
Yeah, we want Mondays off to play golf at Riviera.
I don't want any green M&Ms.
Yeah, it's going to be absurd. And you're going to go, what is wrong with these idiots? And then you're going to say, well, I know what they're doing now. They got a better offer, so you're either going to...
I'm going to say, bye.
Yeah, that's right. That, you're going to say, see ya.
But do you think Michigan will do that?
Michigan? I think Michigan...
They don't have a better option.
No, of course not. So
I think Michigan should give him absolutely
Harbaugh
everything.
Harbaugh's doing what I would do if I was Harbaugh. He's asking for the moon.
Yeah, he's doing, and it's absolutely the right thing to do. I agree with you.
Yeah,
and
I think that's what's going on there.
If Michigan's smart, they say, sure, you get it all.
Absolutely. Whatever you need.
Right.
You own the school.
If we can keep you for another year, whatever you need.
By the way, I heard Nick Saban did that all the time. Like, every time he won another national title at Alabama and somebody would start a rumor that Texas was trying to talk to him, Alabama would just say, okay, what do you want?
So should Michigan go back and say, okay, then we need a clause on our side that you can't leave?
No, they don't have any leverage.
So that you can't leave for this amount of years.
Yeah, they don't have any leverage. They can't do it.
Mm-hmm. He's 60,
okay,
by the
so
way.
For example, like when LeBron was a free agent and he went to Miami, or when he went back to Cleveland, or when he came to the Lakers, he could ask for anything, and he was in the prime of his career, and he got to the finals every year. No matter what he asked for, the teams were going to give him. And if the team said no, he could just go to one of the other options.
We've had this story for a couple of weeks, but let me throw this at you. Yamamoto, the new Dodgers starter,
yep.
His contract includes a personal trainer, a physical therapist, an interpreter, 4 business class round-trip airline tickets, 1 premium economy airline ticket, and best efforts to make Japanese food available. So what I want to know is, who's the person who's friends with Yamamoto who's getting the economy class ticket?
Well, my guess is those guys never travel alone. So what my thought would be is Yamamoto travels up front and the interpreter goes back and sits in coach.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. But, I mean, they're down to plane tickets in that deal. So
remember that one Laker team, Greg, that had Shaq, Kobe, Malone, Peyton, and Phil Jackson was the
2004?
Coach?
2004? Is that what?
Right. So Malone and Peyton, who are on their way to the Hall of Fame, agreed to play for the minimum. But they were able to ask for everything else. So they got suites and hotel rooms, and they got personal assistants that traveled with us, and you know, whatever didn't violate the collective bargaining agreement they asked for, and the Lakers were going for it, and they said, sure, take it. That's what Harbaugh's doing. That's all he's doing.
Smart.
Yeah, I agree.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys, this is a crazy stat that this is the first playoffs without Brady and Manning since 1998. Just let that sink in a little bit.
What about last year?
Brady was still on the Bucks last year.
Did they make the playoffs?
They did, yeah.
It feels like longer.
It does. Okay. It does feel like longer.
Yeah.
But this since 1998, the first playoffs without Brady and Peyton Manning.
Got it.
Now it's going to be the third matchup between Mahomes and Josh Allen. First time that Mahomes is going on the road in his playoff career, too, which is insane to me.
Right.
But they're the two that are next up, right? This is the next Brady and Manning.
I think so. And,
absolutely.
And to back up your other point, which I think is really interesting, I think he's played 7 playoff games, and not counting Super Bowls.
Right, obviously.
And they've all been in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So he's obviously played in a neutral site, but he's never had to go into, like, Buffalo.
Yeah.
And win there in a playoff game. So that, by the way, if you could only watch one playoff game this weekend, isn't that the one?
Yeah, that's the
100%.
One. 100%. I've seen those guys play again. Man.
2 years ago.
You guys 2 years ago was one of the best games.
The best game I've ever watched in a playoff game.
Well, they kept scoring.
Like, they scored with 13 seconds left.
And Tyreek Hill was like busting plays wide open. What's interesting to me, remember Buffalo 4 or 5 weeks ago didn't look like they were even going to make the playoffs? They're favored in that game. They're favored by 2.5. And that's how hot Buffalo has been lately and how nobody knows what to do with Kansas City.
If you lose your bet with Ramona, because you've got San Francisco and Baltimore, she's
Kansas
got the
City,
field.
Kansas City. The winner
of that
game
will
trip me
up. The Kansas City-Buffalo game is the one that could screw you.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. All right,
what's
what
up, fool?
All right, guys. Friend of the show, O'Shea Jackson Jr., was courtside at a Boston Celtics game a couple of nights ago.
Did you hear about this? No. Did you see what I tweeted?
No. He was decked out in Laker gear, which I love, unapologetically repping his team, but the Lakers weren't there. So my question to you guys, would you go into a rival's house when your team is not playing decked out in that rival's gear? So
he was
like,
also in a Dodger hat, too, by the way.
Dodger hat and Lakers stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was very
pretty
proud of
LA.
O'Shea
yeah.
when he did that. He said he got dirty looks all night, and twice they came over to him and asked him, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm repping my team. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he went into the enemy's house, and he repped for us.
Right.
And I think this is awesome, Shea.
It is a unique rivalry between the Lakers and the Celtics. I don't know. Like, for example, I would not dress head to toe in Dodger gear to go to a Giants game unless it was a Dodgers-Giants game.
Right,
I wouldn't just wear a bunch of Dodgers. That's an invitation to get hit in the side of the head with a pretzel.
Sure it is.
But O'Shea
is different.
I like what I said about him. I go, he's a real one, man.
Right.
You aren't pushing him
around.
He's
trolling. He's trolling.
I love it.
I think he's trolling.
I loved it. Cool. I just don't know if we can pull it off, but I love it.
Yeah. I remember Dave Singer always used to go to Dodger Giant games, and he'd take his boys up in San Francisco, and he'd say, I'm going to wear my Dodger jacket, my Dodger hat, and I would beg him not to.
Yeah.
Just because you never know how people are going to react. I mean, people have been beat up in parking lots
and hospitalized
over that thing.
Yeah.
But I thought what O'Shea did was really funny.
Very cool. All right, coming up next for you on Friday, John, me, Bergman, Momo, and producer Brian, I'll pick the wild card weekend games.
Who won?
I'll tell you next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.